Hey there, I bet you're here because you have a tough case of bright, shiny object syndrome. Yep, me too. And I'm here to tell you it's okay. It's gonna be all right. Bright, shiny object syndrome is not a problem if it's managed. And we're gonna learn all about that. So, everyone has bright shiny object syndrome. We're genetically designed to notice new things. Spotting something new on the horizon is important to our survival as human beings. So seeing new things, thinking about new things, it's normal. It's good for us. It's human. We're not helpless sufferers, though. When people say, "I have bright, shiny object syndrome, I can't stop chasing shiny objects," they're saying it as though bright, shiny object syndrome is some, catchy disease they've picked up and they can't stop sneezing. Here's how I think about it. It's normal. It's not a disease. It's not a virus we caught. It's part of who we are. So we can manage it. We can manage it like we can manage anything else that's part of being human. We can manage our drives. We can manage our emotions. So we can be in control of bright, shiny objects. They don't have to be in control of us. So, who am I? Hi there. I'm Kelly. I'm a coach. I'm a blogger, podcaster, affiliate marketer, author, speaker, live event host, and just thought I'd throw in there, I love sushi. And you can find me on the web at Solo Smarts. So, what does bright, shiny syndrome mean to you? So my personal version of bright shiny object syndrome is being tempted to start new projects. New projects take my time, my creativity, and my energy. And I have a lot of things going on. I have several different businesses that I'm running, and they require my time, creativity, and energy. To some extent, each one of them does. So, new projects that grab my attention and sparkle pretty could put the rest of my business at risk if I didn't manage my time well. Because the projects I have that already exist, they're working, they're generating an income. These sparkly new ideas aren't yet, so they're not tested, they're not proven. If you have proven existing income streams and you choose to spend all your time chasing sparkly objects, you're not going to have proven income streams for long because even the best income streams require some tending. Some focus, some creativity to keep them going and keep them growing. Yet, I really want to give thought to new ideas and new projects. I need to test new ideas and explore fresh strategies. But I have to manage it. So, what I don't do is play with all the sparkly things. More than I focus on what's currently successful, so that my business is growing, not shrinking. So I've discovered if I keep about 10 to 15% of my time set away for shiny object exploration, I'm doing really good. I'm not getting sucked in And I don't even think of it as a syndrome. I just think of it as, hey, you know, this is my thing. I'm an entrepreneur. I'm growing my business. I'm paying attention to what my community needs. And that means checking out sparkly new things. What does it mean to you? So there are lots of different things. Like for me, it's new ideas. I hear about something, or, you know, I'm listening to a podcast and an idea pops into my head, and I go want to chase it down and give it all my time and attention. But I don't do that anymore. I have some great content. I have a whole nother webinar I did about managing new ideas. It's called Now, Next, and Someday Maybe. So I'll link to that in the supporting documents that'll come with this. So for me, it's shiny new ideas. How many of you say, like, I'm an idea person? Well, welcome to entrepreneurship. We are all idea people. I meet someone every now and then who say, you know, I just don't have any ideas. But that's rare. Really rare. We need new ideas. So I want to introduce a concept to you that I've used in my business coaching, in, you know, helping other people plan and grow their business. So I want to illustrate what I was sharing about how you've got, when you're growing an online business and your desire is to have multiple streams of income, you're always exploring shiny new ideas. And what can happen if you let something run away with you. So the Big Tree business philosophy is this, that I sink my roots deep into one community that I love like crazy. I love them. I'm passionate about serving them. I understand their issues. I have confidence in my ability to address and help them solve their problems. I'm excited to cooperate with other people that serve that niche. I choose a community. I sink my roots deep into that community with the goal of growing a big tree. So, as I get to know my community and identify their needs and develop products that address and solve their needs, solve their problems, help them achieve their dreams, I am creating streams of income. Looking at this tree on the screen, forgive me, I'm not like a great artist. I think of, when I look at this, I think of my business. Each of these branches represents one of my major income streams. So let's say one of those branches is my private one-on-one coaching program, and another branch is Love People and Make Money, the mastermind program, and another branch is MomWebs Hosting. And another branch is White Label Perks. And another branch is affiliate marketing, etc. Different big projects that I've got going on. One of the branches would be like my exposure and profit events. Another branch, Beachpreneurs. Lots of branches. I've been in business for a long time, so I have lots of branches. All those great income streams. If an idea is right for my community and right for me to deliver it, it's going to come up out of the tree naturally. You know, another branch will grow out up, you know, up in the tree, and the tree will be balanced and stable and solid because of the addition of this branch. That's a good idea. Sparkly object. It's good for my community and it's right for me to deliver. Then it becomes a solid new branch on my tree. My tree grows, my income grows. But not every shiny idea is meant to be. Some shiny ideas are not natural. Like maybe they're good for my community, but they're not good for me to deliver. Or it's something I'd love to deliver, but it's not really great for my community. If it's not great for my community, then I have to work really hard to market to people. I have to like work really hard to convince them they want it, or I have to reach outside of my community to try to market it. Those branches just won't grow. They'll just fizzle, and the idea will die off. If the idea, let's say the idea is really my community, meaning they eat it up. But it's not really right for me to deliver. It's taking up too much time, too much creativity, too much effort. That little sucker. So I know this picture looks really weird, but these little suckers. Have you ever seen a tree where the branches is growing? They're growing out from the bottom. They're called little suckers, and if you ever talk to a tree doctor, they'll tell you when you spot those little suckers on a tree, cut them off as soon as possible. Because if they keep growing, they're going to sap energy from the rest of the tree. See how this little sucker, like my community, ate up the idea and it grew out like crazy. But the rest of my tree is starting to shrink down a little bit. It's not as big and fluffy as it was. Because it was great for my community, but not right for me to deliver. It's great, but it's taking time and energy away from the other solid income streams. And I end up working harder for the same amount of money, if you can follow that idea. So as soon as you identify a sucker, chop it off. If you get a sucker that it gets tougher, if you have a bright, shiny idea that runs with, you know, and is doing really well, but you know it's harming the rest of your business because overall you're working harder for your money, it can be really painful to chop that income stream off. But in the long run, it's right. That's been my experience anyways. And, you know, you don't have to, like, kill it. You could sell it for a profit. And when you do that, you know, your business, your big tree just gets healthy and plush, and you don't have to work so hard. So keep the suckers trimmed. All those shiny ideas, they just threaten away with us. So let's talk about how to manage these ideas. I already mentioned I did a whole nother webinar on this now, next, and someday, maybe. But let me just run through really quick. As I mentioned, what I do for myself is budget time for new idea exploration. I do like 10 to 15% of my working schedule is I give myself permission to explore and play with new ideas. If you have a lot of ideas floating around in your head right now, do a brain dump. I sit down with sticky notes and I just pour my brain out onto the sticky notes. Every idea that's just stewing around in my head, I record voice notes on my phone when I'm in the car. I go through all of those and I write those ideas down and I pull all the things I've got written in my spiral. Or, sometimes I email myself notes and I just put it all out there and start looking at it. And then I start to group the ideas together for what they have in common. And then I ask myself, where's the money? Which of these ideas has the greatest potential? And then I narrow things down and I just throw away stuff that has less money attached. I'm looking for the greatest return on investment for my time. Now I ask myself, let's be honest, does this serve my community and is it right for me to deliver? Is it something that's going to fit and suit me and my community? Sometimes the answer is no, in which case, sometimes I'll share that idea with a friend. I might reach out to a client and say, I've got this idea. I think it's got fabulous potential, but I know it's not right for me. Maybe you'd like to run with it. But I only run with the ideas that meet the needs of my community, that fit me, that my style of doing business, that's going to let me do what I want to do with my time, and that's the sort of thing that I decide, all right, this is an idea worth keeping. Next step for me is to go through now, next, or someday, maybe. I use Evernote. And I have a notebook for now. They're my open projects. I have a notebook for next. Like these are in queue. As soon as something in the now folder wraps up, I'll elevate one of those next projects. And then there's someday, maybe. That's the idea brainstorming area where I put all those other ideas in there. And then I put them out of my mind. If it's not in the now notebook, it requires no further thought from me. And that's how I manage my bright, shiny object syndrome, by sorting through the ideas, deciding what fits and what doesn't, and then prioritizing them. And if it's not something that needs to be worked on now, then I might not think about it again for months. I know what you're thinking. Are you crazy? How do you do that? Well, I think I'm exceptionally good at compartmentalizing. Once I've processed it, I'm good to go. If the idea is unprocessed, like it's just dancing around in my head, then I can't stop thinking about it. But once I've got it on paper and once I've put it into Evernote, then it's like, okay, all right, it's coming up. I'll deal with this later, and I don't have a problem with that. I've learned from experience. I've been doing this full time since 2006. Part-time since 2002, I know my capabilities for juggling open projects. I know that I can thrive on 3 to 6 projects, 3 large projects or 6 small projects. So those projects, some examples would be a big project is my next live event. Another big project would be the development and launch of Love People and Make Money. That was a big deal. A lot of time and creativity going into that, went into that and the development of it. smaller projects would be planning and recording and delivering this resource, this update to Bright Shiny Object Syndrome. Another small project would be writing my first new book. I'm converting Stretch Yourself Challenge into a series of books. I'm super excited about that. So I can handle three big or six small projects. They can be open and on my calendar in the course of, you know, a few days, and I thrive. You start throwing extra balls at me and I can't juggle anymore. I'm going to start to drop things. I'm going to get overwhelmed. I'm going to miss something. I'm going to fail to deliver on time. And so I know what my capabilities are, and I don't screw with it. You know, it's one thing. Let's say I decide I want to hustle extra and work through the weekend to create a new small product. I do that every now and then as the spirit moves me, and it's fine. I mean, it doesn't break me or my systems. But if I were trying to do that kind of thing all the time, it would start to have a real negative impact on me personally and my business. So know yourself. Know what you're capable of. If you're still working full time, don't try to accomplish what a full-time business owner is working to accomplish. You're just going to make yourself nuts. So I mentioned I use Evernote. All my projects are in Evernote. And then as things become active to-do lists, they're scheduled on my calendar. So just like if you book a coaching call with me, you're on my calendar. I have working chunks of time booked into my calendar, like work on the book, follow up with speakers, etc. If it's an active to-do, it is on the calendar. If it's not on the calendar, then it's not going to happen. I have a priority list for the day most of the time. And I work from that. I work from what's on the calendar and what I've written down as my priorities for the day. If you don't do that, you've got to know what your priorities are. That's why I love using the Evernote. I love being able to look and say, these are my open projects. Have I looked at this one today? Have I looked at this one this week? Have I checked on this one? And that I do not have to look in the next or the maybe someday folder. They do not require anything from me right now. I know what my priorities are. That's why I get things done. Because the day doesn't just, you know, slide out from under me because I'm meandering through without any focus. So my Bright Shiny Object Syndrome is about ideas. How about this one? When I asked around, a lot of people mentioned shiny new strategies being a big shiny object for them. Shiny sparkly waves of promise. So how many times a year are we faced with the latest, you've got to do this or your business is going to die a slow death, business marketing tactic? Now, keep in mind how long I've been doing this. There have been a lot of sparkly waves of promise over the years. And everyone wants to ride the next wave to riches. But knowing whether the wave is actually going to work out or not is a risk. Some sparkly waves have taken me right off my feet, distracting me with their promise only to leave me with sand in my pants. Little beach reference. But some hot new things will turn out to be incredible, and we don't want to miss those. So how do we monitor new possibilities without getting sucked in? So what are some sparkly strategies that have blown up, and you know, everyone tells you, you know, if you don't do this, if you don't dig into this, you know, you're going to miss it. You're not going to be successful. For me, in the very early years, it was lots of social platforms that have come and gone. I met a lot of people on Ryze, RYZE.com. If you guys remember that, some of you, I might have met you on Ryze. That was a early social platform developed that let you create a very basic profile and then participate in groups where groups could have discussions. Lots of different sites like that erupted, like, oh, you've got to go sign up for this. You've got to get your profile and you've got to get to know the, you know, people and start your own groups. And then, you know, you spend all this time and effort over there, and then, you know, the site goes down or it doesn't end up being as big a deal. Think about Google Plus. That's something most of us can relate to in a more contemporary time frame. Everyone said, you know, Google Plus is going to be the next biggest, awesome, most incredible thing. And like, I don't know anybody who spends any time on Google Plus. How do you know whether something's going to be great or not? It's always a risk. I tend to monitor new exciting things and pay attention to what other people are doing who I respect. There are certain people who are like always excitable and always jumping on the next train like it was the best thing ever. And then there are other people who I respect that are more circumspect and slow to jump on. I kind of watch between that to see, you know, who's experiencing and sharing their results. Having a coach is priceless when it comes to juggling all the sparkly new strategies that get thrown at us, especially if you're newer to this world of online marketing, because you don't know the signs of stuff that are just all full of hype versus something that can, you know, blend in with what we already do and be a stable source of traffic and connections, etc. Have a coach, inquire with the coach. One of my clients asked me recently, should she purchase a product that I promoted in an email? And I said, no, don't buy it. She didn't need it. She had plenty to keep her hands busy with, did not need to be taking on something new. Having someone help you field these options is a real defense against letting bright, shiny objects run away with you. So spend time with a coach that's building the kind of business you want to build, and someone who's been around for a while and knows the signs. Keep in mind, though, that even smart people you trust are going to occasionally sparkle a dingly in front of you. Dangle a sparkly in front of you. There, you know, I have clients who run all different kinds of businesses. I have service providers. I have straight out content marketers. I have affiliate marketers. I have people who have physical products. And so if I send an email out, say promoting a friend's course on PowerPoint, It's not right for everybody. My affiliate marketing friend probably has no reason to use PowerPoint right now. Maybe, but I mean, probably not. So if she were to get my email, her own coach is promoting this course, she might think, oh, I need to go buy that. No, how are you going to use it? Check in with yourself. How would I ever use that? And check in with your coach. Is this something worth my time? And is it a priority right now? Oh, it's so important to know what your priorities are right now. So be slow to jump on new bandwagons, but not too slow. That's the thing. So my love for audio made my decision to jump into internet radio just before podcasting erupted at a really great move. By the time podcasting swept through the industry, I'd already had an internet radio show for 6 months. So I, you know, falling in love with a brand new genre of content and jumping into it was one of the best decisions I ever made and continues to be one of my favorite ways to create content. And so I have a tendency to say, I think everyone should have a podcast. But of course, I don't even believe that anymore because not everybody loves to communicate through the spoken word. And not everybody wants to be committed to the study publishing required to get a podcast rolling. So evaluating bright, shiny objects is about knowing yourself. Here's another shiny object syndrome trigger, and that's shiny new products. Ooh-wee. So an email pops into your inbox. It's news about a new product or tool, and the person who sent you the email says, use this and you'll probably double your income. You click the link and you lose the next 20 minutes to reading and rereading a sales page or watching a diabolically long video. I say beware the sales page time suck. This is bright shiny object syndrome at its worst. The just losing all the time to checking out the offers that flood into your inbox. I kept track in 1 week, and I'm not on a ton of email lists. I'm pretty stingy with my email, but in 1 week, I just kept track of the time I spent reading promotional emails and visiting the sales pages. 1 week, 7 hours. 7 hours. It isn't always like that. There seems to be like promotional waves that, you know, hit me every once in a while. That's a lot of time to lose just to perusing, considering whether or not to buy something. Well, it speaks to how powerful and persuasive words are. So the funny thing about offers, products, the latest information product, the latest plugin, the latest theme, the latest telesummit, the latest membership, the latest PLR offer, it's compelling. It's full of promise. We love the idea that we could spend our way to success, but of course it is not actually possible to do. So here's what I would like you to remember. Everything sparkles less once you've paid. When you get that email and you're looking at that sales page or watching that video and you're seeing all the buzz, it's you get excited and you're like, oh, I need it, I need it, I need it, I need it. And you pull out your credit card or you click that PayPal button and it's like getting high. It's like I've never used crack, but I think it must be like doing some drug. Like, whew, I did it. I went for it. I spent it. Ooh, I'm so excited. And the emails come in and you're like, yay, woo. But everything sparkles less once you've paid. You know, I can't tell you the number of things that I've been so excited and then I download it and I'm like, psh, this wasn't nearly as exciting as I thought it was going to be. Or I never opened it. Or I didn't, if I opened it, I didn't use it. It doesn't happen to me a lot, but it has happened, especially with graphic packages. I get sucked in by graphic packages that look so cool. And then I open it up and it's like, you know, this wasn't as great as I thought it was going to be. Whether you're struggling with bright, shiny ideas, bright, shiny products, bright, shiny strategies, have a coach. Have a coach. As I said, remember though, even your coach is going to dingle sparklies every once in a while. As a coach, blogger, podcaster, affiliate marketer, it's my job to introduce new things to my community. It's my job to remind you about the cool tools that we're using that work. It's my job to introduce you to people who have succeeded in special areas. Really, it's my job. It's my love to connect you with what's going to help you build your business. But of the thousands of people on my mailing list, there are a lot of people that any one of those offers would not be right for. And maybe it's too basic for them. Maybe it's too advanced for them. Maybe it's a plugin that does something that they would never do. Maybe it's a course about a strategy that would not work in their industry. It's my job to recommend it. It's my job to share it. If I believe in it, if I believe it has potential, it's your job to know whether it's right for you, for you. This is why it's really important that you know yourself. What do you like doing? What do you hate doing? What makes you smile? What makes you procrastinate? You know, I love podcasting and have continued to podcast all these years. Video became a big deal and I was really resistant. Have not done a lot of video. Most of my video are like webinar recordings. But recently I gave in to moving my community to Facebook. And when I realized I could do Facebook Live just to my group, I got excited. And since then, I've done 25 videos, and I love it. I mean, it's just, oh, it's so cool. I've finally, tickled about doing videos. If you don't like to talk, don't start a podcast. If you don't like to, get up, get your hair done, put some makeup on, don't do videos. If you love to talk and hate to write, well then podcast your heart out and don't sweat writing. Do what you know you will do. Do the content marketing you will do. And when offers come through, like if you have no interest in video, don't buy the video offers that come through. I mean, how many different video tools have we been told we need in the last few years? It's really crazy. If you love to make graphics, then check out the graphic offers that come through. If you hate it, then don't. You have my permission. Delete the emails. You don't have to click on every promotional email that comes across your inbox. Seriously, I tell my clients, once we've gotten started and I know what their needs are and we have a plan for what they're going to be doing, I tell them, please stop reading the emails. When a promotional email comes in and you see that it's purely promotional and it has nothing to do with the project you're engaged in and the current goal you're working on, delete. Don't be distracted. Don't be sucked in. That time is precious and it belongs to this important project. It belongs to this priority. You are not a helpless victim of bright, shiny object syndrome. You are a business dreamer managing bright, shiny objects. It's part of who you are to have these new ideas. So this is my super message. You decide what sparkles most. I think of my business as a big tree. My roots are sunk deep into my community, and I have served them in ways that grow branches of different streams of income. My tree is big and healthy, and I'm not tempted. I'm never tempted to say plant another tree, or I'm not tempted to let a sucker run wild. I decide what sparkles most. My main thing is my main thing. And it always will be, because that's just the way I am. Now, I've shifted little bits a couple of times in my business career. I used to be Work at Home Moms Talk Radio from 2003 to 2011. I rebranded then because I wasn't a work-at-home mom anymore. My son was all grown and out of the house, and I recalculated and said, who am I if I'm not a work-at-home mom? And I decided, I'm a solopreneur. I'm a light and tight, building the business, a business that I can leverage and grow but still manage on my own. So I became Solo Smarts, and now I'm getting ready to shift again because honestly, I'm not a solopreneur anymore. I own multiple businesses. I cannot run them on my own. I mean, if I tried to run MomWebs on my own, heaven help us all. And White Label Perks, I run that with a partner. Beachpreneurs, I run with a partner. Solo Smarts is I run with the assistance of a virtual assistant, but my business is much bigger, more dynamic. I'm not a solopreneur anymore, and I'm getting ready to rebrand. I'm not going to be Solo Smarts anymore. Later this year, everything is being rebranded to Love People and Make Money. Two rebranding shifts in 17 years. Not overdoing it, I don't think. So, but it's still my main thing. My main thing has only taken a shift. It's not like I uprooted the tree and went to plant a new one. It just took a little shift in direction and target market. So you decide what sparkles most if you have to throw pixie dust on it. If you need, here, I'll hand you an imaginary glitter bomb. If you need to know what a glitter bomb is, go look it up on YouTube. I give you a glitter bomb. Throw some glitter on your business, on the main thing, your big tree, the community you've fallen in love with and chosen to be of service to. And when ideas that do not fit that market come into your mind, just say, no, no, no. I only have eyes for my sparkly, beautiful big tree business. Do whatever it takes. Maybe you even need to wrap some Christmas lights around it. Hey, whatever it takes. I refuse to let bright shiny object syndrome run me over or take me for a spin. I'm in control. I'm all grown up. I'm a business owner and I can manage it. And so can you. So can you. So just to recap, we're going to notice new things. That's okay. It's not a disease. It's right to evaluate new ideas. A coach can be an invaluable resource. You can let things go that don't fit you or your community. Not all shiny things are bad. And you decide what glitters most. So I want to thank you for taking time. I hope you've really enjoyed the presentation, the content, the encouragement. I hope you feel fired up about never being taken for a ride by bright shiny object syndrome again. And I want to dangle a sparkly in front of you. Let me say this. If you have a business coach that you're engaged with and well served by right now, then just like wave goodbye and go ahead, close it down. You don't need to be reviewing a sparkly offer from another business coach. If you don't have a business coach and you've been thinking about working with one, I want to invite you to join my Love People and Make Money program. This is $147 a month, and it includes a weekly mastermind group call with me every week, 1 hour every week. I have my virtual assistant with me on the call. So we check in, we hear, what did you get done this last week? What are you going to do in the coming week? And Tisha takes notes, details about what you say you're going to do. And we track it all in Trello so that you can check things off if you want. And so that we never lose track of what you're doing. Have you ever been part of a mastermind or an accountability group and you come back the next week and you're like, what did I say I was gonna do? That's not gonna fly when you're with our group, because we have to know what our priorities are. And I wanna know what your priorities are. So it pays for the weekly mastermind call with me and Tisha. It also gives you access to 10 modules. Think of it as like 10 different information products put together. It's my guide to building a business around content and community. So if you want to build a business like mine, you want to learn how to use content and how to serve a community with that content and profit in the process, you're going to love that resource. This is a group program, but you get a bonus private call with me every 3 months that you're a member. So at the beginning of every new quarter, I remind everybody to book their call with me. We get to spend time together talking about anything you like. We can brainstorm. We can tackle something that you're working on in your business. We can talk about mindset. We can dream together. Anything that you would just really enjoy some extra privacy for. Think of it as like a coaching light program for $147 a month to have the weekly access, the modules, and then to have the quarterly call with me is just really crazy. And I'm fine with it because I just really, really want people in this program. I do have private coaching, contact coaching, which is gives you monthly private calls with me, and business daily private access by Voxer or email or Skype chat for someone who does, they just don't really do groups. They like to do private stuff. So I want you to go to solosmarts.com and click on the coaching link up at the top, and it's going to give you the link to Love People and Make Money and to my contact coaching in case you'd like to compare and contrast what's included. I love doing this program. We focus on leaning into some ideas like, what if it were easy? What if I'm thinking too much? What do I want to create more of in the world with this business? We lean into that stuff and we just keep moving forward. We are seeing some really amazing momentum and fantastic progress with people in this group. We'd just love to welcome you in as well. So please come check it out. Go to solosmarts.com and click on the coaching link up at the top. Thanks again for spending this time with me. I really enjoyed it. If you did, I'd love it if you'd share it with others. So find your affiliate link in SoloSmarts and you can send other people to come claim this free resource. And then if they decide to join Love People and Make Money, you'll earn commissions. So spread the word and I'll spread the wealth. Bye now.